Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the show. It is Maggie and Perloff. We're across the country on CBS Sports Radio. We are on YouTube.com/CBS Sports Radio. Come on in, say hi to us in the chat, and you got Micah Parsons now trying to walk things back on Twitter. Stop me if you've heard that one before. I like Parsons because he says what he thinks. Now, you're going to have to follow me on this one just a little bit. This all started with the general manager of the Buffalo Bills. Brandon Bean. I promise you we will get to Micah Parsons' role in this in just a moment. Brandon Bean, in his end of the season press conference, was asked about the amount of wide receiver talent on the Cincinnati Bengals, and he gave this response.
No, they have a good team. I mean, they right now are on the advantage of a rookie quarterback contract. They had some lean years, and I don't want to suck bad enough to have to get Ja'Marr Chase. Like, he's a heck of a talent. I'd love to have him, but you gotta go through some lean years to do that.
Okay, so that obviously got a lot of response.
Good for Brandon Bean. He got widely ripped for that, although he speaks the truth.
Yeah.
And now it sort of speaks the truth.
Listen, let's pause on Bean for a second, then we'll get to Micah Parsons. But I think what Bean was saying is kind of what we've all said, and it's not even a hot take. Once you start to pay your quarterback, it becomes a little bit harder to surround your team with talent.
Yes.
But what Bean is saying is not only have they paid the quarterback, they've paid Stephon Diggs. They've paid Tre'Davious White. They paid Von Miller. So it's not just about the corner or the quarterback. It's about all these other places where they've spent money. So if you're going to add a Ja'Marr Chase-like talent at the top of the draft of the first round, something would really have to go sideways. Now, in some
ways,
which
is ridiculous because it's not how any of the four remaining teams are built like that.
No, it's not. I get where he was coming from, but to say when Cincinnati just kicked your butt, to say we don't want to have to suck that bad to be Cincinnati. He's not talking about the current team. He's talking about the losing that they did and got Burrow and got Chase. It just didn't come off great. It sounded like sour grapes, but
here's what's so stupid about it.
Yeah.
Your job as a general manager is to make the most out of the picks you have, not make an excuse. Ja'Marr Chase is such a unicorn. None of the receivers that do really well in the NFL are from the top five picks.
It's rare.
Tyreek Hill is a third rounder. Davante Adams is a second rounder. The good GMs find these receivers. So that was why that didn't make any sense. That's not really even how the Bengals are built by top five picks. There's no top five picks on any of the Eagles. Who's their top five pick? Lane Johnson is, I think, the only top five pick on that entire team, and that was 10 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, Burrow is the number one overall pick.
Well, the Bengals have Burrow and Chase, but even them, they've wasted a million top five picks through the years.
Okay, so how this gets to the Cowboys and to Micah Parsons and now the social media firestorm that he lit is that Micah Parsons responded to that video of Brandon Bean and said, quote tweeted it, and he said, quote, besides Mahomes, every team in the final four the QB is on a rookie deal and surrounded by talent. Interesting take. Now, what a lot of people, and I understand maybe why Cowboys fans maybe thought, is that a shot at not just Dak Prescott, but Jerry Jones, how this team is built? Is he implying that the Cowboys don't have enough talent? And he had to walk it back and basically said, you know, I'm not talking about Dak. When I get paid, I'm going to want a big contract too. Everyone stop reaching. But I mean,
wait, you didn't read the curse word.
I didn't want to read the curse
word. Okay, yeah. I was curious how you were going to handle that one.
I'm not.
Well done.
It's a misspelled curse word, but I think I'd still get fined by the FCC.
So I think people are missing some of the context of Micah Parsons' comment. Now, Micah Parsons, like your co-host, is a huge system quarterback guy. He has been on the record multiple times talking about how the system supports a quarterback and not vice versa.
Yeah.
If you'll recall, he told Von Miller that Jalen Hurts wasn't that good.
Yes.
It's a team around him.
And that was the other social media hailstorm he had to walk
back. And he's had a few other ones.
Yeah.
He's pretty great. But I think his point is completely valid. And I've said this to you all year. The Cowboys roster is not great. You can't basically and pay Ezekiel Elliott, pay Dak Prescott, pay DeMarcus Lawrence. They ended up being really thin. They had to let Amari Cooper go. So I think he's accurate. I don't think he should have. Maybe a player shouldn't be saying this, but he's right. Basically, the Cowboys didn't have enough money to build out their entire team, and yet we expected this team to reach the Super Bowl. So, he's probably right.
Okay, but see, this is the disconnect that you and I go through a lot with the Dallas Cowboys. You say they're not a talented roster.
No, they're talented, but they're not Super Bowl talented. Okay, they're not Final Four talented.
But then how are they talented enough to have one of the top defenses in the league and one of the top offenses in the league? Like, we talk about why they're home and, you know, why they're not playing in the Final Four, so to speak, is because Dak Prescott didn't have a good game where he threw two interceptions, offense couldn't get going, and ultimately San Francisco edged him out. We talk about coaching. But throughout the season, they obviously had enough talent to have one of the top in both units, both sides of the ball, were one of the tops in the league.
They had an easy schedule, and they weren't. Listen, their defense was good, but it was definitely no San Francisco. How can you separate the fact that they were playing San Francisco? They had just slaughtered Tampa Bay the week before, so they do have some talent. They were like the Bills. They have Final Eight talent. They don't have Final Four talent. Do you think the Cowboys match up with the Niners talent-wise? Give me a position that they're better than the Niners at.
I mean, if Dak doesn't throw those two picks, especially one in the red zone, they're right in that game. Nah,
that's because the Niners called off the dogs. But tell me, seriously, where is? I mean, there's so many more Pro Bowlers in San Francisco. Where is the talent edge for the Cowboys there? Look at the Cowboys receivers. They have CeeDee Lamb, Noah Brown, and half of Michael Gallup compared to Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, George Kittle.
Well, Tony Pollard was a great weapon all year, both running the ball and catching the ball, and he got hurt in the game.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if Pollard doesn't go out of the game, maybe it's totally different. But you're right. San Francisco had the edge and the talent.
Because they have rookie quarterbacks.
I know, but also, but they weren't planning for Brock Purdy to be the guy.
But
it was going to be Trey Lance, but then even that didn't work out, so it was going to be Jimmy Garoppolo. They were paying something to the quarterback. Like, it should have been a no doubt, hands down advantage for Dallas to have the advantage at the quarterback in that game, and they didn't.
Well, that's
and
because
that's the thing why people, I think, by Cowboys fans are ticked off, is because you've got a $40 million quarterback in Dak Prescott, and Brock Purdy was just as effective.
I totally disagree with that. What if you put Dak Prescott in the Niners uniform and you put Brock Purdy in the Cowboys uniform?
What if I put Kyle Shanahan with the Dallas Cowboys and I put Mike McCarthy with the San Francisco 49ers? Same rosters. What do you think happens?
I mean, the best part by 50 miles of San Francisco's team is their defense. So I'm not sure what difference it makes. Honestly, I think Dak, if Dak was a Niners quarterback, they would have won that game by 2 touchdowns. Dak would kill it in that system.
Well, I mean, anyone can kill it in that system.
Case in point, Brock Purdy was going against San Francisco and he was the Cowboys quarterback, that might have gotten ugly fast. Honestly, because Brock Purdy was spinning out of tackles, Bosa would have chased him down and eaten him for lunch.
Listen, Bosa might chase down and eat Jalen Hurts for lunch. I mean, that's just how good the defense is. That's my point.
That's why Dak Prescott's struggles were a lot about the defense he was facing. Look what he did the week before to Tampa.
I know.
Brock Purdy's not doing that.
But Perloff, like, the thing is, if you're going to pay the quarterback that much, you can't just say, well, he looks great when he goes against a bad defense. That's the thing. If you have a franchise guy, you're hoping he elevates you against a good defense. Maybe that's not possible with the 49ers. Maybe they buzzsaw their way through this and they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they might be the 2000 Ravens. This could be an all-time defense. They have Bosa, Fred Warner, Eric Armstead. I mean, this is a real thing.
It's the real deal, and maybe then we'll look back and say, hey, if you even hung in there with the 49ers, tip our cap to you. But that's why Cowboys fans are ticked off. They're like, man, we're paying this guy all that much, and look, he's disappointed. It's the same with Josh Allen. He's getting paid a lot. He no-showed in a playoff game. Like, you're going to get upset when that happens with your high-paid people.
I didn't see, were people mad at Josh Allen?
Yeah, it was a bad Josh Allen game. Of course
they
were.
Yeah, I just felt like Bills fans knew it was a snowy game and then nobody had their footing. And I have not seen a lot of Josh Allen
back. Joe Burrow had his footing the whole game. That's the thing I'm just talking about. Yeah. It doesn't have to be either Josh or Dak or whatever. It's the guys who get paid a lot. We expect more from them.
I don't know. I think San Francisco is going to probably prove a lot. I'm very curious how Jalen Hurts does. Here's the biggest problem with San Francisco is they completely shut down everyone's run game. So quarterbacks are sitting there in third and eight against that pass rush. Yeah, I think Dak, by the way, did some good things against San Francisco. There are periods of the game where he looked really good. Then at the end, when they were desperate to score and they had to make that long field, he misses Michael Gallup 40 yards downfield when he had about a half a second to throw. It got hard for Dak because the Niners then had a touchdown lead. They were protecting the end zone. I don't know. I feel like Dak is getting way too much criticism. And I think if Jalen Hurts struggles, then we'll give Dak a break. Isn't that funny? If the Niners stuff the Eagles.
Hurts is still on the rookie deal. That's what the conversation's about, right?
If the Niners stuff the Eagles, then we'll go back and say, oh, okay, well, that's why the Cowboys lost. Because the Niners are, as you said, a buzzsaw.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
It's possible. Maybe we'll think about it a little bit differently. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. We just talked to Brian Robinson, by the way, who was running back for the Washington Commanders. He was excellent, but he said he's played against both the 49ers and the Eagles.
Yeah, what
talking
was that
about their defense. Well, obviously he's going to play against the Eagles twice a year.
No, I know, but what he said really alarmed me.
Yeah, I mean, he was like, yeah, you know, the Eagles defense is good, but those 49ers, like, that's not a joke. I mean, he really, like, took an inhale and an exhale, like he got transported back to the game and, like, remembered a big hit, you know, from Fred Warner or something.
Yeah, that was a little disturbing because just in a vacuum, that makes it sound like the Eagles, who've been relying on the run game, are going to have trouble doing that against San Francisco. Yeah, I think that
goes back to Hurts' shoulder and how good is it. And
if San Francisco wins this game, I am telling you right now, to justify my Eagles loss, I will take it to mean that Dak Prescott wasn't that bad.
That's how you're going to make yourself sleep at night?
I just think that the Niners defense is so good that I don't think you could separate what happened to Dak Prescott on Sunday. I know he played really poorly. I know he made two big mistakes.
Yeah.
It's hard, though. It's easy for us to sit here. We're not about to get destroyed by a blitzing safety. So, anyway, that's my quarterback defense of the day.
Well, it's not going to get any easier for him moving forward. And if the Cowboys ever want to win a Super Bowl, and if you want to do it with Dak Prescott, to say, like, hey, you got to the final eight, and you know what? That was probably as far as you were supposed to go. Well, that's alarming. Because Cowboys fans don't want the final eight. They want the Super Bowl, and we can't just keep letting Dak off the hook every time you run into a good defense. Like, newsflash, you're going to run into them every year.
Well, what if he had three good receivers, and if they had money to pay? What if he had Amari Cooper alone there? I mean, by the end of the game, there's only one person he could throw to. There's only one person he trusted, CeeDee Lamb. It was Lamb, for good reason.
Yeah.
The other receivers and running backs didn't do anything. Zeke couldn't even catch the ball. So I think the original point by Brandon Bean is these quarterbacks are partly defined by the talent around them, and Dallas needs more talent. I think Buffalo needs more talent.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Gabe Davis, Isaiah McKenzie, Cole Beasley off the street, that didn't cut it.
No, I remember it was like the flirtation, like maybe with Odell they brought him in.
Now you know why.
Maybe they should have brought, he was not going to be ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sean is in Oregon. First up here on the show. What's up, Sean?
Man, you guys keep digging on the Cowboys, don't you? You know, what about Schulte? You know, Schultz makes
Schulte.
The catches. He's the one that caught the touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, and Dak just didn't make the throws.
We forget about Schulte. He's a good tight end.
He is, you know, and it's just like that when people say that Tom Brady didn't have nobody to throw to. He had Gronk to throw to. He didn't need nobody else hardly up there, right? But I want to talk about Romeo Doubs. You guys just had that interview with him?
Yeah.
That was a great interview, you know, and I like him. He sounded great, and it sounded like he was being a little careful about how he talked about Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
The way he said, oh, me and Aaron Rodgers, we're solid. But then, you know, he talks about Aaron Rodgers. They don't really have any kind of communication or, you know, and he's not a good leader. You know, a good leader is welcoming to the newcomers, and he's always brings people together. You know, I like to hear about, like, Justin Herbert having cookouts up at his place. And doing stuff when they have wins and just getting guys together up at his new mansion he has up there. And I know that's what I'd be doing. I'd be like all about that. You know, I worked for a company one time and the guy says, yeah, we don't have Christmas parties. I go, well, you do now. I go, everybody's invited over to my place.
That's awesome. You know, Sean, excellent call. Thank you for making it. You're a loyal listener and caller to the show, and I thought this was one of your best calls yet, because, and thank you for making it, because Romeo Doubs was right. I mean, or he wasn't right. He just answered the question, which was, I asked, give me one instance of hanging out with Aaron Rodgers outside of the facility, and he didn't have anything except for a Halloween party that the whole team was invited to. And, you know, I used to do a show with Bart Scott in New York a long time ago. And Bart used to have players over on Monday nights to his house when you're not playing on Monday Night Football. Everyone come over, hang at my house, and let's just get some pizzas and stuff and chill. And I'm not surprised that Rodgers doesn't do that, but with a team that was young with a rookie receiving core, maybe that's an olive branch that you want to extend. Like, hey, come to my house. Let's just talk about something other than football.
Have you ever seen interviews or know anything about Aaron Rodgers?
What are you saying? This is not his MO?
As you said, wouldn't it be more surprising to you if Aaron Rodgers had all of the rookie receivers over to his house for Monday night? You're right. Of course he should. That's what teammates do. But it doesn't, like you said, it doesn't surprise me that Aaron Rodgers doesn't do that. Yeah. And by the way, when Sean says you're bearing the cat, we're bearing the Cowboys. I'm not bearing the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no. Perloff's defending Dak Prescott.
I just remember all the stories of Tom Brady. Like, he went to Tampa, and he was, like, hanging out with all the guys, throwing balls, inviting them over to his house. Byron Leftwich had gotten to his house, and they actually got into trouble for hanging out with him and giving him a playbook early.
Antonio Brown lived with him.
Yeah, Brown lived with him.
That was, by the way, the last teammate he had lived with him. After that, yeah. After that, there hasn't been a player in his house since then.
Antonio ruined it for everybody.
And there was that other rookie, the kid from North Texas, Jaden, some other kid. It was like a rookie from North Texas who was like a sixth round or undrafted player that Brady took under his wing and was teaching him and staying late at practice. Like, that's the difference. If you have to ask me, we asked that question yesterday, Brady or Rodgers, I'm taking Brady every day of the week and twice on Sundays.
Yeah. There was also, though, a famous story about Brady. I don't know if it's true. It's a little reckless speculation on my part, but it's been repeated enough times. No one's ever debunked it. But I'm sure you've heard the story, too, about when Brady was in New England, that the backup quarterbacks got one question a week.
One question, yeah.
I don't know. It's one of those things that's like an urban myth at this point. Urban legend, I guess.
That seems... unlike Brady, because Brady, every teammate says glowing things about him.
Yeah, and it seems like someone who it's like, he might as well be wearing a t-shirt that says, like, ask me about football, you know?
Yes. I think it's different, though, like, you know, not being super supportive of your backup who can take your job versus being super supportive with, like, young receivers.
Your receivers you're counting on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's a little bit different, I think.
Also, I left out the part in the Bart Scott story where they all went to a strip club. That was really the story.
There you go. Ask me one question. Let's go. Can we go to strip club? Yes. And they're there.
I think they caught the second half of Monday Night Football. Maybe if I remember that story correctly.
Oh, yeah, I'll text them. Then there are kind of players. There's a lot of players who do Bible study together, the exact opposite.
That's true.
And that's a huge thing in NFL locker rooms. That's like 30 guys go Tuesday night to someone's house. Which is
team
good.
Team building. Bonding.
I mean, it's good. And Aaron Rodgers is definitely not doing that.
No, I doubt it. 855-212-4CBS. I mean, he's a spiritual guy. I don't know if he's religious, but he's spiritual. 855.
Yeah, Tuesday night ayahuasca trip.
Yeah. That will lead to some interesting questions. 855-212-4CBS. We see you guys on the phones. We promise we will get to you. Coming up as well, Brian Kelly, big accounting error. Someone was rounding up. We'll tell you why he is scrambling now. More Maggie and Perloff on CBS Sports Radio. We're on Sirius XM. Of course, we're on the free Odyssey app, and we are streaming live youtube.com/CBS Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't know how, Maggie, but somehow I've become a Dak Prescott defender.
Yeah.
Which is odd because I grew up hating the Cowboys. Now I'm a little more ambivalent, although having the Cowboys beat the Eagles in the playoffs was my worst nightmare. I would have rather had the Eagles lose to the Giants than go to the championship game.
I know, you talked about this hypothetical for weeks.
it was terrifying.
It might not even happen.
Keeping me up. But you said that he can't do anything about against good defenses. He was 27 for 35, 347, three touchdowns against the number two defense in the league, Philadelphia Eagles, in his last game, a team that he is completely tortured the last 3 years. And the Tampa Bay defense that he threw four touchdowns and no picks against was number nine in the league.
Yeah, did the Bucs defense really feel like number nine this year, though?
No, and the Eagles is nowhere near the Niners. That's my point.
Yeah.
The Niners
are
a special thing. Where I think the Eagles are in a much better position because they just have so much more talent around that roster, which I admit, you told me against the Giants. But now you see it. If you have a healthy Lane Johnson going up against Bosa, at least you have a chance now. Where you look at the Cowboys, do they really have the weapons to take on San Francisco? Especially when Pollard got hurt. It was just felt too late.
That's true. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. My point was just you're expecting, like, if you're going to run into a good defense at some point if you expect to get to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but
so you can't just give pats on the back. Hey, congrats, you made it to the divisional round. You ran up against a good defense. Like, it's going to happen every year at some point.
No, but see, that's where I don't agree. I think this is not just a good defense. This looks like an all-time defense.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris is in Texas, has a thought on the NFC Championship game. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Oh, no. Well, it ain't the temperature down here right now, I'll tell you that.
Cold, huh?
Yeah, about 48 degrees.
We're feeling for you, man.
Yeah, I know.
Actually, you know what? In New York, it's not even cold. It snowed here for the first time yesterday. It was bizarre. Well, hopefully you guys can stay warm.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, some people may be burning some Cowboys merchandise. I don't know. I ain't one of them.
Yeah, some number four jerseys. I hope not.
Oh, no, Well, I only own one of the current players anyway, and that's Micah.
Smart.
But most of my jerseys, I got Roger Staubach and I got Tony Dorsett in the old school.
That's probably wise. Right. What do you think about the NFC Championship game? Where are you going to watch if it's the Eagles and the 49ers? This has got to be your worst nightmare.
I hope they just beat the Thunder out of one another so neither one's in any shape to win the Super Bowl. I'm rooting for Cincinnati or Kansas City regardless.
Wait, don't you want the team that beat you to go on and win the Super Bowl?
No. Not when it's the damn 49ers.
Who do you
or
dislike
your
more?
Either.
49ers or Eagles? Who do you dislike more?
Probably the Eagles, since we're division rivals. And that goes back to Dick Vermeil and Harold Carmichael and those guys.
There you go.
Chris, well, hopefully you'll make it through the weekend. Keep rooting for the AFC.
How do you answer that question, Maggie? Do you want to see the Bengals go on to win the Super Bowl?
Absolutely.
Why?
100%. Makes me feel, it won't really make you feel better about your team. Like, at least you lost to the eventual chance.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that way as well.
It's such a loser's lament, though. It's such a lame thing, but I guess it's who I am.
Wait, and were you trying to defend Brandon Bean for saying that the Bengals won the game, basically, because they got really, really bad and got Ja'Marr Chase?
No, that's not the reason why they won the game. The Bills didn't show up in the game. They don't deserve our sympathy on this. But
do you think there's a talent deficit in Buffalo compared to Cincinnati?
I did not, going into the game, I did not think there was a talent deficit. No, I'm not so sure now. I'm rethinking everything.
I thought it too. You know what struck me as funny about that comment? He's got Stephon Diggs. And what's Ja'Marr?
And paid him.
Yes, I felt like it was such an odd comment because you have Diggs, who was not a first top five pick. He was a fourth rounder, actually. But he traded for him. I don't know. It just struck me as such an odd thing. I think he didn't think that out.
Maybe not. I mean, he's talking off the cuff. Listen, I do think there was a part of it, and we'll move on to Brian Kelly in a moment, but I think there was a part of it, and nobody's talking about it because it would seem like an excuse. But I do think there was an emotional element. I mean, they just didn't play well.
Yeah, them not showing up in the game.
Whether it was that game, it could have been Miami. You saw flashes of it. I think after the DeMar Hamlin situation, I just think it zapped everybody. And, like, they played not well against Miami. They almost lost to a third-string quarterback. That was the red flag. And I just think it took too much out of them. But they won't say that. They won't make excuses for it. And I understand why.
What if someone said they haven't really hit on all these defensive picks?
They'd be right. Yeah. But there's still plenty of talent on the defense. Like, they should have been in that game more.
Yeah, no doubt. I totally agree.
All right, let's get to Brian Kelly, because this is hilarious. Now, I thought you defending Dak Prescott was going to be like your one big stand for the week.
Yeah.
But now I find you are defending Brian Kelly. And listen, Kelly did a fantastic job at LSU year one. I wasn't a believer in the beginning of the season. Turned me into a believer. Going for two against Bama, beating them. It was inspired. It was great. It's awesome. That's going to be a true rivalry again. But this story is ridiculous. So it turns out that LSU mistakenly overpaid Brian Kelly by not $5, not $10, not a rounding error, $1 million. They overpaid him by $1 million, okay? It was a state audit that was published this week where they were sending paychecks to Brian Kelly and his LLC. So he was getting double paid. And apparently, he didn't notice. What a privileged place to be. I hope at some point we're all in a position where we don't notice whether or not we're getting an extra like $500,000 in our bank accounts after taxes.
Okay. But that's 1% of his salary. If you got an extra 1% of your 10-year contract, he has no idea. You think he's monitoring what's coming into his LLC and his personal account? He has no idea. He probably thought that, oh, that's some money that I'm due later and it's coming in. There's no way he would be able to keep track of this.
Wait a minute, though. When he got the $100 million, it was $100 million, right, for LSU?
I think it might have been just a tad below, but something about $100 million, 10 years, I think.
Okay, but they don't give you all that in a lump sum.
Right, but you have no idea. I don't think he knows his schedule of payments. He probably has no idea when the money's coming in. I have no idea. I barely... Barely, what, we get paid every 2 weeks or something? Yeah. I can't keep track of that, and I don't make anywhere near that.
You don't keep track. Like, I think this is what this story has illuminated, is that there's two kinds of people in this world. There's people who don't pay attention to their paychecks, you know, just come in and, like, you have them go into certain things, you're paying your bills, you're giving money to your family, whatever. And then there's people who are, like, down to the penny, know exactly what they're getting. And I think we just found out what kind of guy you are.
Well, do you think Brian Kelly is cashing a paycheck? He has no idea.
It's direct deposit, but you can look on it. Don't you have an app that has your bank account on it?
He's already a millionaire many times over from Notre Dame, probably.
I'm sure.
He probably does not. I guarantee he doesn't look on a daily basis. He doesn't have to. He's got so much money in the bank. What's the point?
Well, I always find the people who have the most money are the ones who are keeping tabs on it so much.
It's like
you've got financial. Well, actually, a lot of athletes I know get ripped off and stuff by agents and stuff like that. But that would be another reason why you want to keep an eye on it, is because I'd be afraid, you know, where's my money going? You know, are people trying to rip me off? Are people trying to?
But I feel like when you say the story is $1 million, that's nothing to him. That's 1% of his total salary, 10% of his yearly salary was missed. He probably thought, okay, this money is from, you know, it's from for next year.
Speaking engagement?
No, it's for next year. Why would he keep track of this? You really think he's sitting there? Even now, he's probably like, what?
What now? Family?
So part of it, like, to Perloff's point, outside of, like, looking at your pay stub, like, I see what goes into my bank account every 2 weeks, and, like, I know what my annual salary is, but I'm not doing the math in my head to break down what the taxes are, what, like, my retirement thing is, and what
no,
all
I know,
these...
but...
So I don't know, like I could be... I could have been getting underpaid from Odyssey for a decade and not even know, or overpaid. I would have no idea.
Right. That might be true. But if you're getting the same amount each time and then all of a sudden it balloons up, like, you notice the change. And I think that's what happened here, right? I thought that it was like all of a sudden they noticed that, like, in November it was like, oh no.
Yeah, he probably just figured, you know what?
Maybe they loved me that much.
Yeah, they appreciated the SEC title game.
No. I guarantee this story is the first he's heard of this. He had no idea.
No clue.
He had no... His LLC? You think Brian Kelly's keeping track of what his LLC is making?
I mean, he
making?
Might want to now to get a story like this comes out.
And also, $1 million for a college coach? This
Now, the more important question is, if this happens to you, yeah, are you voluntarily going back to your employer or whoever and saying, here's the money back? Or are you waiting for them to come to you?
What? And you know they're going to come to you. So, of course you're not.
Well, you know they're going to come to you, but you might, like, you know, hold out a little hope. Like, maybe someone in accounting just sort of overlooked it. Man, what do you do? Do you go to your employer and say, hey, by the way, you gave me double paycheck this week? I think if it's double the paycheck, it's noticeable. They're probably going to notice. If it's an extra $100 or $200, like, maybe you let it go.
My first thought would be, okay, the scheduling changed for this period, and they're paying me this and this for some reason.
Okay.
I would you think?
We're going to Vegas.
So you're telling me for 52 weeks a year, you know exactly, and I know you have a similar pay structure to me.
Yeah.
You're telling me that sometimes things show up in there that you're not quite sure what it is?
Yeah, I can give you an example. I mean, I'm not going to tell you the amount, but we got a little extra do-re-mi for going to Army-Navy, and that just showed up.
I had no idea.
Okay.
I had no idea.
All right. Well, you didn't know. All right.
Wow, that's good.
By the way, lunch is on you. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227.
I don't think you should have said that, by the way.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why. It feels wrong.
Can you
don't air my business, Maggie?
I'm sorry. It wasn't
And by the way, I don't know if we got extra do-re-mi. Apparently, you did. I don't want to read this in the...
Barrett Sports Journal.
We're charging you to go to Army Navy, Samter.
Maggie takes advantage of armed services, gets extra money, didn't notice.
Oh, no. Isn't that like, you know, a felony? I mean, she just took advantage of the federal government.
Rob them. They gave it to me.
Uh-huh. Do you remember when the NFL was paying to do the reunions on field? The NFL was basically... The NFL was taking money from the Army and the Navy.
To do the flyovers and stuff, right?
I think that they had some reunions, you know, where the guy...
Oh, gosh, I can't get through one of those without crying.
The parents were overseas. Yeah. There was something that was not well received about the money, because the Army and the Navy were marketing.
Got it. Well, yeah. They advertise. They still commercials on TV.
No. They definitely do. They're big advertisers, and there's a real reason they do. They want...
Recruits.
They want talented recruits, so it's fine. I have no problem with that. Of course, I didn't really want to advertise the fact that we were part of it. But well, there
how
you
about
go.
This? Can you take the last 5 minutes of the show and just blast it into the sun? Because I don't want our boss, Spike Eskin, hearing that.
Oh, no. Okay. Maggie, you're making it worse.
Whatever.
Sanders been getting, he has no idea what's in his paycheck. For all we know, we could stop paying him. It would take him a year to figure it out.
Paid you a ton. Don't worry about it, Sanders.
I mean, I bought a new Porsche, and everyone's like, where are you getting this money from? Yeah. I'm like, I have no idea.
And also, by the way, and he doesn't even bother lying. If the company double pays him, he's just going to wait till they come after him. Doesn't
he
even bother
lying.
He walks
in with a mink coat on. He's like, I'm sorry, what?
I mean, you just hit our boss's name on the air, so he's definitely coming into the room in the next 30 seconds. Like, where's my money?
855-212. I hope you have it. 855-212-4CBS.
That was a good Spike impression, no?
You know what? You know what's going to make us all feel better? A guy who certainly doesn't know how much money is in his bank account because it's probably too much to calculate. Jim Irsay. We're going to try to save him from himself.
I thought you were talking about Rich Ackerman. I was like, what?
I was like thinking, like, I know exactly. Penny. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Ackerman. I was like, wow, what did they pay Ack here?
I was thinking the same thing. Listen. I'm like, she is so off on this one.
What do they pay Leslie Visser's favorite broadcaster? It's money can't buy something like that.
Exactly.
855-212-4CBS. See you guys in the chat. Coming up, of course, we'll talk about the latest coaching news. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Maggie. Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. No angry boss has run into the room after last segment.
Yeah, that. Whoops.
I don't know if we came off as sort of, I don't know, wealthy people like Brian Kelly, but believe me, there is not a lot of room for error in our bank accounts.
We see the rounding errors. Brian Kelly did not, because apparently he was overpaid by LSU by $1 million this year. Nobody noticed.
Yeah, but you're doing $1 million like Dr. Evil and Austin Powers 1. $1 million is 1% of his salary.
I know, but it's still a lot of money. You would think you'd notice it.
Not to him.
I guess not. Let's go to Timothy, who's in New York, has got a thought on wealthy people handling money. What's up, Tim?
Hey, good afternoon. Now, Maggie, I hate to do this to you because you're the best part of the show, but I have to disagree with you. I've worked in various aspects of financing in the past. I've worked in captive collections. I've worked in consumer credit counseling. And pretty much if someone is successful and money is not what they're successful in, if they're successful in some type of profession like a Brian Kelly, they're going to have somebody that handles their finances for them.
Right.
I had a well-known TV personality. He came up as a first payment default on his car loan. Well, it really wasn't a first payment default, but I still had to call him and make him aware of the situation, because there's reasons why a payment might not be showing as paid. And so that got rectified. But it got rectified by him telling me, call these people.
Wait, can we have 3 guesses? And if we guess right, will you tell us if we got it right?
No, I can't. For confidentiality purposes, I can't.
Darn it. Okay.
But the point is that I cannot imagine that Brian Kelly is concerning himself with the details of his finances because he's concerned with winning football games.
Yeah.
And drives him, and that's his passion. I'm sure he found someone that he trusted, an agency or a CPA or someone that he trusted to take care of the matter. So
I know,
really,
but Timothy, I don't think that person is holding, you know, their end of the bargain. Because if you pay somebody then and it's their business, then they should probably notice he's getting paid twice, right?
Oh, I don't disagree with that. I'm just saying, you know, put it in perspective. I don't think it's Brian Kelly here. I mean, ultimately, he's responsible, yes.
But it's someone else. Okay, Timothy.
I believe he probably trusted somebody else, yeah.
Wolf Blitzer? I'm just kidding.
Probably you.
Not Wolf Blitzer. Okay. Timothy, thank you so much for the call, clearing that up. Just trying to guess the personality.
Yeah, Timothy sounds like a blast at parties. Consumer credit
like
counseling stories, anonymous.
Sounds like someone you want handling your money, actually.
Yeah, no, Timothy, I'll hire for him. But why? I don't know. He's went out of his way to say you're his favorite part of the show and then proceeded to completely disagree with you. I don't know.
Maybe he should have given you some love.
And then he told an anonymous story about a celebrity defaulting on a car loan and wouldn't let us guess.
Yeah, I know.
I thought Alec Baldwin jumped to mind.
He said well-known TV personality. Is that? Oh, yeah. Alec Baldwin was on 30 Rock.
No, you're right. He's got the movie thing. TV, Michael J. Fox? No.
He seems like he's pretty buttoned up.
No. These celebrities have no idea.
Yeah, maybe
you think
right
they make their car payments? You know, it's interesting. I forget. Maybe Brian Kelly gets paid through his agent as well. And you're right. The agent.
Yeah, so basically it's an allowance. It's kind of what happens. Like, you send your paycheck to the agency, and then they cut
the agency
you.
Puts it
takes
into
out
the
their
account.
It takes out their fee and then puts the rest of your account.
I don't think that's how it works, though. His agent is Trace Armstrong. I looked it up.
Oh, yeah. Very famous.
One of the coaches' agents. So, anyway, Brian Kelly. We got to get Brian Kelly
Tucker
on.
Carlson? Was it Tucker Carlson?
Is he in New York?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He would have had a different edge to his voice if it was Tucker Carlson.
Maybe. 855-212-4CBS. Hey, it's our buddy Phil in Pennsylvania. What's up, Phil?
Hey, Maggie. Hey, Pearl. You get a gift from me this week?
We did. We got the jersey, the Randall Cunningham. Now, did you say it's an authentic jersey, Phil?
I'm not sure if it's, like, authentic, but it's, like, a really good quality. It's a starter brand. It's, detailed and authenticated, you know, and tailored for the NFL. But it's a really nice quality. Plus, 30-plus years old. I mean, it's not game-worn or anything like that. I wish it was, but it's still a good jersey.
It's awesome. I love the bottom of it has that stretchy material, like a real jersey. Okay, Phil, I have an idea, and I need your permission.
Let me hear it.
What if I wear the jersey in Philly on Sunday? Would it be allowed? And I'm not going to, I don't party too much, so it'll be safe. Would that be okay?
Well, I was thinking if you gave me tickets to that game, maybe.
Phil's no fool.
But the thing is, I would just be afraid of not for you, but other people. People would not leave you alone. They would want you to buy it. Someone might spill a beer on it, or someone might just straight out mug you and take it like they did DJ's whip.
How would it be in a parking lot with 80,000 other Eagles jerseys? I know it's a nice jersey, but there'll be 500 other Cunningham jerseys.
Wait a minute. No, Phil knows this crowd.
You have one that's 30 years old. There's one that was made, 2 weeks ago in Taiwan, all over the place. They wouldn't be able to find that one.
Are you kidding
me? I don't think it'll really fit you. I think it's a little small. It'd be like a belly button shirt for you.
There are 4,000 Bill Burgi jerseys, and that guy retired in 1982. There's no way. All right.
It's a good name. All right. I can see where Phil's coming from. He sent us his prized possession. You can't have it in the Eagles parking lot where people are, up Yingling.
I'm wearing the Cunningham jersey. Possession. Phil, and I'll pay for it if it gets ruined. It's just so dope. I have to wear it.
That's fine, but I still, want the signature and stuff for it.
Yeah,
so.
We're working on that. We're working on getting Cunningham to sign it.
All right, no problem. And,
Phil, we have it back in the office.
I personally had the Eagles winning by 17 to 21 points last week, according to my own analysis. So I wasn't too far off. Everyone else was just saying 10 to 14 at most. I had them by more than that.
Giddy up.
I like that. But
what do you got this week?
This week is all about turnovers. Now, the Eagles' three losses this year against Dallas, against Washington, and against New Orleans. Against Washington, they turned the ball over 4 times. Dallas, 4 times. New Orleans, they gave up a pick six, plus it was Minshew, so whatever. Just as long as they don't turn the ball over, the Eagles will win by double digits. I personally have it at 27-16 Eagles.
Whoa!
27-16 Eagles?
That sounds
27-16.
Pretty good to me.
Okay.
Also, another reason why I came to that conclusion is point differential. The Eagles and San Francisco both have really high point differential. They're ahead in the fourth quarter. Other team throws around the ball, passes stats, scores touchdowns late, which is why San Francisco has the 20th ranked pass defense. Same thing's true for the Eagles, except for they still have the number one pass defense under that same scenario. So even when teams are trying to pass, they can't.
But Phil, the Niners have the number one run defense. If you take the run game away from the Eagles, it's a little scary.
But the Eagles are good enough run and pass to keep it balanced, and plus, that defense hasn't played an offensive line with 3 Pro Bowlers.
Yeah.
Everyone was talking about Dexter Lawrence last week. When he was charging up the middle, I remember them showing Jason Kelce taking him with one arm, throwing him to the ground, and jumping on top of him. I think I'll take our offensive line against him. Granted, they are very good, but they haven't faced a complete team like the Eagles all year. And plus, the Eagles have about a day and a half rest. Eagles played on Saturday. They played on Sunday, plus they have to travel 5.5 hours and giving up 3 hours of time differential to get to Philadelphia. They'll be more rested. So I like the Eagles by double digits, granted if they don't shoot themselves in the foot.
Yeah, and don't forget it's the early game. So
and it's an early game, yeah, so that's even better.
It's 3 o'clock instead of...
Unless the Eagles, you know, shoot themselves in the foot, I like them by double digits.
Double digits, wow.
Phil, you know, makes a compelling case. And Phil, don't worry, I'll make sure I'll hide the Cunningham jersey so that Perloff can't take it to Philly this weekend. It's safe with me.
I mean, the thing is, I will still, I mean, even though I won last week, I'll still let him, you know, have fun with it.
Okay. Phil, it's in a safe place. We're going to work on the signature. Thank you so much. So do you want to announce to the audience that you are going to the game?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to the game. I don't want to give up where I am because, you know, it's a dangerous place. I don't want to be mobbed. No, I'm just kidding.
for the Cunningham jersey?
My real fear is I'm driving now with my 2018 Honda Accord New York license plate.
You got to, like, put an Eagles flag or something up so they know that you're one of the, you know, it's not enemy's territory.
Yeah, I think that since we're not playing the Giants, I think I'm okay.
Think about what you're saying.
No, I know.
This does not reflect well on Philadelphia fans. The fact that you just come in with a New York license plate and you're a target.
Yeah. No, that is just the beginning of what happens at the link. It is insane. It's terrifying. And it's terrifying, and I grew up with season tickets at a Veterans Stadium, but it's gotten scarier over the years. When I was 8 years old, I didn't seem to care as much, but now...
You thought it was cool?
I thought it was cool. I think the fans are even angrier than they were in the 80s and 90s.
Which is funny, because you guys just won a Super Bowl in 2017.
Some reason...
2018.
Yeah, I'm curious to report. It feels like a lot of Eagles fans have embraced the image of Eagles fans, where back in the day, they were just Eagles fans. Does that make sense?
Oh, you're a caricature of yourselves?
They become a proud caricature of themselves. So we'll see. And the stadium is so much nicer. The Vet was a dump.
All right.
By the way, you had no idea who Bill Berge was, which I thought was interesting. Bill Berge?
I do know who he is.
Frank LeMaster, Jerry Robinson, the great linebacking core of the 1984 Eagles.
I mean, obviously, Perloff. Everybody knows that. Thank you, Perloff. We got sound from Travis Kelce next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.